Mercedes-Benz 170 Series 136. It was presented in 1936 in the car exhibition in Berlin. It replaced the six-cylindered 170, and it was obvious from the very start that it was due to succeed. This was completely verified since it was produced for two decades. At the same time, it still comprises a benchmark with respect to a classic car definition. It was a different purchase suggestion with a very good quality of manufacture with respect to its parts and the total, rather simple and remarkably reliable in an absolutely reasonable price in a vast variety of versions. 170 took part in long-distance tests and was used by the German army during the Second World War. Surprisingly, despite the fact that the industry was bombarded during the war, the huge presses were almost intact, so that the production restarted in 1946. Thus, the survival of one of the top car industries was secured, and it participated in the forthcoming German economic miracle. In May 1949, in the Technical Export Exhibition in Hanover, the new 170 diesel version was launched with a distinctive engine sound, since at that time diesel was easier to find than petrol. 2 years later, in May 1952, the last modifications were performed on the model, both with respect to aesthetic and technical improvements. In 1953, it stopped being produced.